Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! You still have time to score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Ship fast and easy, just in time for the holidays. Shop Wayfair Cyber Week now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
We're all in our places with bright sunshine faces to start a new day. Good morning to you. I'm singing to you and also to the sunflower, which is pretty much up to my chest. Not only is it alive, it's up to my chest. It has a huge bud on the top and some little buddies right below it. And I've got some basil doing quite nicely out here. Oh, it looks like one of the squash blossoms fell off. I've got some cilantro and some lemon balm doing pretty well. And I've forgiven myself for the fallen sunflowers, the eaten sunflower seedlings, the cilantro that shriveled for some reason and didn't want to go on with its brothers, and the yellowing of the squash plant leaves, which I thought was overwatering, but the thing is dry half the time. I don't know what I'm doing, right? Just like in dance class, get lost. I tell everybody to get lost and then find yourself. And get lost again and find yourself. Welcome to life. My friend sent me one of those wonderful, it's more than a meme. It's like practically like an inspirational calendar, you know, and was saying something like, actually, I think there were a few of them this morning and they're all just meow, going together about how self-compassion leads to authenticity, because when you let go of the approval of others, you're free. You're free to just be you, to blossom, to bloom. Whatever's in there can just come out, unfold. And life is here to help us do that. That was made apparent to me yesterday. So, I was asked at Finn's school, most of the kids are one-to-one, which means they each have their support person with them. They each have a dedicated support person all day for their safety and for their education. And Finn is one of those kids who has that one-on-one. And so that means when there are major staffing issues, sometimes they'll have to call your kid out of school. You know, maybe someday they can afford subs, but that day ain't today. Well, it wasn't yesterday. And I got a message, hey, can you bring Finn to school, you know, a couple hours late? And I thought, well, I could. But do I want to? No. Is it worth the peace and happiness of this household? No. And do I have faith that we absolutely could have done it and maybe it wouldn't have been such a like a bumpy morning? Sure, that was possible. But I decided to not care about the approval of others. The idea of taking him to school for a half day, it was not worth all the effort in the morning and the changing of the schedule, the What's that word? Routine. Yeah. We have a routine. School days go like school days go. And when we get thrown off and confused and we don't know what's happening, it can lead to some real stressful situations for both of us, for both Finn and I. Well, and for all of who may be still trying to get some sleep in the morning. And, so even though I could have accommodated and said, sure, I'll bring him in for a half day, I said, no thanks. A half day doesn't sound good, but I'll keep him home if you want. Like, I didn't have any problem there. I needed to find relief and release in that situation. The idea of bringing him in 2 hours late, no, it's enough to do this whole thing in song and dance to get him there in the morning how we do. I don't want to add to that today. I actually want to take stress away from me and my household today. So I'll just cut that cord. Boop. I'll just keep him home if you want. And, you know, they said, oh my gosh, if that's really okay with you, yes, please and thank you. I said, oh yeah, are you kidding? We're already happy. His socks and shoes are already off. And we're having a home day. We're happy to do that. So that was nice to navigate that with my true self. That was not the people-pleasing self of the past who would just do what was requested, you know? Yes, I want to go with the flow. I want to go with that feel-good flow. And taking him in 2 hours late felt like going against the current. And it's up to me to feel like, oof, where does that current, where is there less resistance? Less resistance. Less resistance. Oh, this way. So, please choose the option that brings you relief and that lessens that resistance. Get you more in the flow of feeling better. And forget what everybody else thinks. If they have problems, send them to me. So I did some things that I wasn't planning on doing yesterday. I have a big, huge stack of artwork. Pardon me, I need some tea. Wait, I'll give you a slurp. Thanks for the tea, Will. So, I have a big pile of preschool artwork, and I'm a big fan of preschool artwork. I'm a big fan of artwork anyway. I have dancers who color me pages, draw. I love it. It's up on my wall. It doesn't go on the fridge. It goes up on the walls. So, I had this big pile of artwork to go through and put things up. And I was excited to get through this pile because piles of artwork can be real cluttery and real taking up spacey and real all over the placey, right? And I needed a little focus yesterday. I needed more of a clean slate. I needed a clear table. And I'll tell you, I did need that. We'll get to that. But with this artwork, before I get into me hanging it up, I want you to know that I can tell if Finn has made this artwork or if a teacher has made this artwork. Or if it's somewhere in between. You know, if it's a perfect snowman with three perfect buttons and a perfectly proportioned face, Finn did not make me that snowman. Okay. But if there's a big ant and all the legs are jammed onto one of the circles and the face is sideways, and that's my boy, right? Now, I love them both because I'm a crafty gal and I love, you know, art. And so I do hang up not all of the art. I hang up art that the teachers make, but more so, I hang up the art that I know Finn made. What would it say to him if I only hung up the ones that looked, quote, right? That looked like they did the project right? What would my message be to him if I hung up and displayed the artwork that the teachers did and not his artwork? So I'm mindful of that, and that was in my mind yesterday, making sure I wasn't taking the cutest pieces and putting them up. making sure I wanted to display Finn's art. And honestly, some of my favorite pieces are the ones that he did. Even the ones that he, like, thank you to the teacher. Thank you to the teacher who taped the artwork pieces back together. They are on the wall. I love them. I love that he doesn't do it like everybody else. And I love that he doesn't follow the directions. He follows his directions. And I love that he decided to just rip some of them up. And I'm so glad someone was there to piece them back together and send them home. And they are honored here. So, as I'm getting through this artwork, I can hear Finn playing, mostly on his tablet and these kind of like electronic, these books that you can turn and press and it'll talk to you and tell you what shape or what food you're touching. And all of a sudden I didn't hear him. And I thought, well, let me go check this out. Where is he? What's he doing? And I found him in his room, surrounded by paper. I had taken the roll of art paper off of his easel, and I thought I hid it because just like a cat sometimes likes to do with toilet paper, he will just, you know, just pull that sucker. Just pull that sucker like it's, you know. Do you remember Willy Wonka and Veruca Salt when she's singing the, you know, I want it now? She takes all that cellophane and just like runs with it like it's a big, you know, like she's in the Pride Festival and she got the Pride flag all by herself and she's running with it. So Finn had a paper party in his room. And when I walked in, I just thought, oh, all I saw was wasted paper. A lot of wasted paper. It doesn't make me feel good to waste, especially paper. I reuse paper, reuse paper, reuse paper. And I was in the middle of something too, right? I was in the middle of sorting and going through this big artwork pile and putting things up on the wall. And my first instinct was WTF and oh, bummer, look at this wasted paper. And then I thought, who is this talking? Who am I? What am I doing? What am I, what do you mean? I lost myself for a minute there. And then I found myself. Just like in dance, especially when we're practicing the electric slide to a different song, because the electric slide, oh, the counts, there's a four count. Who puts a four count? It's a bunch of eight counts and a four count. It doesn't go to any music that I know. It's just the electric slide. And so we practice that in dance class, practice the electric slide to a more groovy tune. And I always tell people, like, I can't see what you're doing anyway. It doesn't matter if I could, do whatever you want. But even the people who are doing it right, right? Even the kids who are doing all the art projects right, I want them to get lost. I want you to lose the directions and just, I don't know, let whatever's in there out. And so halfway through the electric slide song, I purposefully say, okay, it's time to lose yourself. And I stop calling out the directions and I get a little funky myself. And sometimes I just spin around in a circle and lose my way. And then I find myself. I either just start the dance again or I look around the room and I find someone who's still doing it, who's still doing that dance we started together. And I'll just hook up with them, keep going. So in this moment where I saw all this paper and I was like, I lost myself. And then, boop, found myself. Oh, this is an opportunity. What are we going to do with this paper? What are we going to do with this paper? This long, 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 long piece of paper. I got the painter's tape I was using to tack up all this artwork on the walls of our house. And I made a canopy. I ripped the paper into long strips. And I used the tape, and I taped it from his crib over to the bar on the trampoline that he jumps on, which is pretty much just as high as the crib. And I just kept going and going and going and going until we had this nice canopy. And it was very nice. I really enjoyed the lighting, the light shining through that white paper. And I mean, who doesn't love a good fort? Give me a hole to crawl into, right? Give me a cave, yes. So we made a fort, we made a canopy, we made a play tent, And before he destroyed it, he did enjoy it. We sat under there, he sat under there. He was playing some music, messing with his letters. And it was a good time, and I felt really good. And then he really enjoyed ripping it down and destroying it. And I thought, there, that paper has lived a life, has served its purpose. And we have tons of paper left. Tons of paper. So I'm really, really glad that that happened. I'm also really, really glad that my friend sent me this awesome live version of Call Tyrone by Erykah Badu, and I had never listened to it before. Probably the song, just not the live version of it. And in the beginning, since it's live, you know, Erykah's just talking to the crowd, talking to herself, talking to God, right? She thanks the creator for this gift, the gift of creation, the gift of being here. And she thanks everyone for being a reflection of the gift. Your life is a gift and everything around you is a reflection of it. So I come out here, I thank the trees, I thank the grass, I thank the sunflower, I thank the birds, I thank the bees. I thank Finn. Finn's a reflection. Even him taking all that paper, right? That's a reflection of the gift. So I love her spiel in the beginning, Erykah Badu. And in there, she was talking, you know, about how she has this dream. And I share the same dream. She has a dream that one day people just won't care about what other people think and they'll just let out what's in there. And she's like, because sometimes I just want to, and she lets out all these noises and says, you know, there's so much pain and love. And sometimes I just want to let it out. I could be in a store, I could be, you know, wherever, and I just want to let it out. And I hope one day we'll all just let it out. And I love that. And she's, you know, amped up the crowd and at one point says, you know, I want you to put both hands in the air and I want you to yell. I want you to let it out. I want you to say your name. Scream your own name. Scream your own name. And she did. The crowd did. And so did I. I put my hands up in the air and I yelled, Amanda. And then I giggled because my windows were wide open. And I thanked my friend for sending that to me. It was definitely what I needed. Empty out. Let go. You can be that.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Conduit. Clear out. And when you clear out, you create. Like when I lost myself, when I saw that paper, and I just let go. And I cleared out. And then I was called to create. It was fun. Have fun with this. This is a reflection of the gift of life. Have fun. Enjoy. It's not wasteful unless you waste the moment with it. Don't waste your moment. Let go. Create. Cut the cord. Give yourself ease. Something that I really enjoyed yesterday, really, really enjoyed, was one of my friends asking for help. It was so awesome. And I've told you this before. If you want help doing something, making your own podcast, a website, a dance class, you know, just whatever. If anybody needs any help, let me know. I'm creative. I'm an expert in absolutely nothing. But I'm crafty. I'm resourceful. I'm creative. And I do things. I've done things. We all have experiences to share. I'm happy to share them. So I'm so happy my friend reached out and said, hey, can you help me with this? Because she is the helper of all helpers. She's always helping everybody with everything. And immediately I was like, oh, yes. Oh my gosh, I would love to help you. People get locked into their roles. And a lot of people lock her into the role of the expert. Oh, well, she's an expert in everything. We'll just go to her for support, for materials, for advice, for everything. I do not lock her into that role. That's not what I see. I see my beautiful friend who I just want to feel better and better. I want her to disappoint everybody, including me. I just want her to be herself and be light and relaxed and do what she wants and say what she wants. So I don't lock her into that role like other people do. And I'm so glad that she knows that, feels that, and was able to reach out to me. And I was able to kind of be that role. She stepped out of her role. Let someone else do it. Ask for help. Let someone else do it. Let someone else help you. Ah, did we all get that? Because I still need that one too. Like, oh yes, please ask for help. Ah, feels good. Okay, so what didn't feel good? Yesterday, I told you I needed not only to clear out my energy so I could be open and create and let life flow through me. I needed to clear my literal space because I had a friggin' project to do because I lost a stack of invoices. I bill the campground for my dance classes, and it depends on how many people come, what I bill them. And I keep track of it very well. And I keep a stack of invoices and I turn them in and blah, blah, blah. I have a system. And I'm looking at the stack of invoices and there's only one. How can there only be one? And it's in the right spot and it's with the right stuff, but there's only one. I don't think I'm that together that I already turned that last stack in. And so I asked the campground, hey, can you tell me up to what invoice number I have submitted, please? And the number I was hoping for was not the number I got back. I was trying to, you know, get my stuff together, if you will, get those invoices together, make sure everything is in tip-top shape and up to date. And since I couldn't find them, I thought for a minute, oh, did I already get my stuff together? Have I already passed these in earlier than I intended? Oh, gee. And I was hoping the campground would confirm that I did in fact get my stuff together. But that was not the case. My stuff is misplaced. Went through the roll top desk, went through the piles of everything. Anywhere. I was looking in pots and pans. I was looking everywhere. Because you know, right? Sometimes you'll find your phone in the refrigerator or whatever. I thought, where can these be? I looked in the glove box in my car. I looked and I decided I'm going to give up. Okay? I realize these are gone. Just like my cart at Whole Foods. Okay? My cart is gone. Someone has taken my cart. I wasn't even thinking about my reusable bags at that point. I would have been like, no, not my bags. And it would have made me continue the search. But I let go and said, forget it. I'll just start over. I'll just start my shopping over. And so I thought, forget it. I'll just rewrite the invoices, and I'm not even going to charge them for participants because I can't be sure how many participated. Dang it. I'll be missing out on some money. Dang it. All because these invoices, the stack just disappeared. Dang it. Same with the shopping cart. Dang it. I have to go do the whole produce section again. Dang it. I mean, with the grocery cart, I thought, hey, you didn't look everywhere. Go ahead and look everywhere. And I did, and I found my cart. Boom, done. Had my bags right there. Boom, done. And, yesterday I was like, hey, you didn't look everywhere. Look everywhere. And then I looked everywhere, and I still didn't find my invoices. So I let it go. I dropped it. I forget about it. Let it go. It's all meant to be. I trust life. I could be missing out on a few bucks here and all of a sudden we could, you know, hit the lotto and I'm not going to care about the handful of invoices that I didn't get paid for, right? So I needed to clear the space. So I cleared the space. I went through the art projects and I kind of, You know, I made Finn's donuts and did all the things that I needed to do to kind of set myself back to start. And then I acknowledged, okay, I'm going to need to recreate these invoices. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I text people about class and I talk about class on Sunday mornings usually during my podcast. And so I looked back at all of the Sundays after the Saturdays that I'm missing invoices for, and I read the transcript for my podcast episodes, and I was able to fill in my invoices accurately because of this podcast and because of the connections I've made with people who will say, oh, I won't be there this week, but I'll be there next week. And I'll say, oh, right, that was the week that they weren't there, but all of these people were there. And oh, yeah, that was the week where I was going to leave, and all of a sudden, half a dozen kids. Oh, yeah, and that was the same week that I thought that there was another event happening because there were 13 people for on my dance floor. Couldn't believe it. And then I was remembered, oh, yeah, Will had a stroke. I canceled that Saturday. So honestly, in no time at all, I have a very accurate recreation of those invoices. It's no big whoop. It's done. It's over. I'm free. And the relief didn't come like it did with the shopping cart. Don't expect it to look the same every time, right? The relief came with like, oh, actually, this isn't that big of a problem. I can sit down and untie this knot right here, right now, and be done with it and be happy. But I wouldn't have gotten to that state unless I allowed myself to feel lighter and lighter throughout the day. The moment with the paper and Finn, I needed to find lightness. When a half day was requested of us and my morning schedule was going to be messed up, I needed to feel lighter. And so I said, no thanks. Let's just have a home day. I need to feel lighter and lighter. And when I talked to my friend about the campground stuff, the things she was saying to me let me feel lighter and lighter and better about the situation. So even though I wasn't feeling all that great here and there, I was just looking to feel more peace and just feel a little lighter and a little lighter. And yes, don't deny the life that's around me, but know that I've created it and know that it's there to teach me and to help me blossom. So that was pretty fun. Pretty fun. It kept me looking through the windshield and not the rear view. We've probably talked about this. And I know other people have. I heard this on, oh my gosh, it was Housewives, Real Housewives of something. And I don't think it was one of the housewives. I think it was like a therapist or someone that was on the show for guidance, maybe. And I heard something that I heard a long time ago that I've always loved is, you know, the rearview mirror is small for a reason. And the windshield is big for a reason. You're supposed to look out the big, huge viewfinder that is your life right here, right now. Look out that windshield. It's moving forward. Vision of the future. What's right in front of you? Stop looking behind you. Stop. Who would drive around just with the rearview mirror and go moving forward? You're not going to be moving forward. If you're in the rearview mirror and you're watching that, you better be backing up. And who wants to go through life backwards? What would that look like? That sounds like depression to me, actually, if you're stuck in that rearview. I used to be stuck in the rearview. Depression. Olive helped me because when she was a wee babe, every car I had, she ripped the rearview mirror off. I couldn't believe it. In fact, by the last one, I laughed it off. And so that's fine. I'm used to not having one. You know, but the first one, tink, oh my gosh. And I tried to reattach it, tink. She would just take them right off. Boop. She would touch it and it would come right off in her hands. You know, I watched her. She wasn't wrestling it. She wasn't trying to rip it off. She was just messing with the mirror. Boop. And I wasn't able to reattach it. It just didn't work. The things that you had to reattach. And so I just decided, well, that's a lesson. That is a message. Stop looking backwards. Stop looking behind you. Stop looking at what you did. Stop looking at what happened. Stop looking. Don't focus on that. Don't focus in the past. It doesn't even exist. Only now exists. And there's a big windshield for you to look through right now. You can see the most right now. And it can be clear. And sure, if you have a rear view, yeah, take a glance in it every now and again, right? I do that on this podcast a lot. Take a glance in my past and see what it taught me, or see how I'm different, or see how I'm the same and I might want to change my drumbeat to something else. But especially yesterday, I just kept my eyes on the vision of the future, and the vision of the future is peace. The opposite of stress, right? That's the vision of the future, peace. Let's not talk about what we don't want. Yes, we talk about everything, but when we're talking about dreams, when we are conjuring dreams, don't use negatives. Don't say, I want less stress. I want less pain. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to be in this relationship, or I don't want to live here, or I don't want to be treated like this. That's not a dream. Flip it to the positive. I want peace. I want connection. I want ease. I want beauty. I want health. I want happiness. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking out the windshield, looking for the evidence of my dream coming true. Peace in the moment, happiness in the moment, beauty in the moment, joy in the moment. Yes. I'm going to have a little more tea before I go in. I'll have to take a picture of this incense graveyard that I've created out here. It'll be the cover art someday. Not today, because I did take a picture of the paper canopy I wanted to show you all. What I did in that situation. That moment that you lose yourself. Find yourself. Wait for the call to create something and create something. Create something out of the mess. Don't waste the moment. All right, hands over hearts, deep breath in through the nose. Hold it at the top if you can. Let it out through the nose if you can. In through the nose, drag it in your throat if you can. Slow it down and warm it up. Right into the belly, hold it up. Let it out, drag it. Squeeze that belly, squeeze the stale air out. Suck in all that energy and let that breath come all the way up through you and out through the top of your head. Hold it there, ready? Right out through the top of your head, passing right between your eyes. Let it out. I hope you're smiling. I just got a nice big smile. Is that from you? My hands over my heart. It's not just over my heart. I'm pressing it. I'm warming the area. Now I'm going to rub it. Can you hear? Activating my heart. Activating me heart. Me heart. Activating me heart. Activate it. Come on. Our magnet. And you know how a magnet, if you like brush it in one direction, it like lines up the molecules and makes it more magnety, right? More attractive. So rub that heart, press that heart, feel that warmth of your own hand, activate it. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, hey, guess what? I'm still going viral. I'm up over 5 million views on a silly TikTok video, and I've really enjoyed. I am enjoying because I'm still going viral. Anyway, I thought you might get a chuckle out of that. Your girl's going viral. I love you. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.